All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His aid. And we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the wickedness of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one to lead them astray. Whomsoever Allah allows to stray, there is no one to guide them toward the right. I openly bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, who is alone and without partner. And I openly bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger and the seal of the prophets. O Allah, exalt Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad as you have exalted Ibrahim and the followers of Ibrahim, for surely you are praised and magnified. Ameen. O Allah, bless Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad as you have blessed Ibrahim and the followers of Ibrahim, for surely you are praised and magnified. Ameen. Excuse me. To proceed, inshallah, this is another amongst the series of lessons in Islam, where I take the works of the scholars of this noble deen, or the students of knowledge of this noble deen, and introduce them to the members of this site, alhamdulillah. So still following with the current scholar that I'm using, Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif, inshallah, who will soon join us here at this site, inshallah, to proceed. One day, the Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his companions when a Bedouin came by. And immediately the man asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked him, when is the final hour? And indeed this is one of the questions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to the man, what have you prepared for it? And the Bedouin said, I have not prepared much salah or much fasting or much charity. But one thing, said the Bedouin, I love Allah and His Messenger. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you shall be with whom you love. And Anas radiyallahu an, the narrator of this hadith, said, by Allah, nothing brought us more happiness after our Islam than that statement, you shall be with whom you love. I love Allah and His Messenger and Abu Bakr and Umar, and I hope to be with them on the final day, even though I have not done as much as they did. And this is narrated in Sahih Muslim. In the hadith of Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam, which has been discussed greatly here at the site by Brother Abu Ibrahim and Abdurrahim, and I believe even Sister Layla on several occasions, when Jibril came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and was sitting in front of the companions, and he asked him about Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said when asked about Iman, Iman is to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messenger, and the final day, and the divine decree, the good and the bad thereof. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we shall talk about Iman in the messengers. And specifically, Iman in the final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed hijrah from Mecca to Medina, he and his companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu stopped at the home of Ba'd. And they asked this woman for food and drink from the milk. And she said that she had none. Then, seeing a weak, frail calf in the corner, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked if he could milk this calf. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pet the calf on his back, praying until it opened its legs in preparation for milking. The milk poured and poured as Ba'd watched in shock. And later, when her husband came home with the frail flock, He saw the blessing shining from the walls of his house, and he inquired, "What has happened here?" And Ummu Ba'd then described the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And her description of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of the most detailed that we have in the narrations. Amongst the things she said was that his face was like a moon, and his voice was most beautiful. His beard was long and full, and his hair reached his shoulders. Tranquility befell him when he was silent, and if he spoke, he was magnificent. From far, he was the most handsomest man, and from near, he was the most great. Flanking him were men. If he spoke, they listened, and if he commanded, they hastily complied. SubhanAllah. Abu Mu'ad knew who he was, and he said, "Verily this man is the man that the Quraysh are looking for. I once started following him, and when I finally meet him, inshallah I shall." My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, what can be said in one short lecture about a man that encyclopedias were written on only his character? Not just a portion of those encyclopedias about Muhammad ibn Abdullah, but indeed entire volumes of encyclopedias simply on his life. SubhanAllah. I would like in these short moments, however, to reflect on some of the things Allah Azza wa Jal blessed His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, in this world and in the next. Firstly, the final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. There shall be no prophets or messengers after him, and whoever claims such is a liar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The example of myself and the prophets before me is that of a man who built a house, beautifying it, except for a corner where a brick was missing. People would go around admiring the structure but remarking, 'If only it was completed here.' The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, 'I am that brick. I am the last of the prophets.'" And this hadith is from Sahih Muslim. Indeed, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a security for the ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a protection for the ummah. Allah would not punish them so long as he was amongst them. Allah declared in the Quran Kareem in English translation where he said, "And Allah would not punish them so long as you are amongst them, nor shall he punish them so long as they seek forgiveness." And this is in Surah Anfal, Ayah 34. Thirdly, his wives are the mothers of the believers. They are our mothers. Allah declared in Surah Ahzab, Ayah number 6 in the English translation, "The Prophet is closer to the believers, those of Iman, than their own selves, and his wives are their mothers." SubhanAllah. Fourthly, no one could harm the Prophet because he was protected by Allah. Allah says in Surah Ma'idah, Ayah 67, "And Allah will protect you from the people." Fifthly, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the greatest human. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in his own words, "I am the chief son of Adam." And he said this with no boast. It wasn't that he was bragging, he was just speaking matter of factly. And indeed, number six, he had the greatest of followers. He lived amongst the greatest men and the greatest women, his companions. As he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the best generation is my generation. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Salih. 7. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall be a witness over the entire ummah of the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nisa, ayah 41, in translation, how will it be when we bring from each nation a witness, and we bring you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a witness against these people? And this is the verse that made even himself weep. So imagine the effect that it had on his beloved companions. And indeed, the ninth thing listed, excuse me, the eighth thing listed, is that Allah Azza wa Jal swore by Muhammad. Allah Azza wa Jal testified by his life in the Quran, in Surah Al-Hijr, ayah 72, where he says, by your life, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily, they are in their intoxication, wondering blindly. And the ninth thing listed in this paper of Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall have the most followers. And he will have the most followers than any of the other prophets. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amongst the prophets on the day of resurrection, I shall have the most followers. And on the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will claim the highest position amongst creation. Al-Maqam al-Mahmud. Allah will give him the fountain of Al-Kawthar. And he will be able to intercede for his ummah. Amongst these were some of the things that our beloved sister Layla has just discussed in her previous talk, alhamdulillah. Mustafa Arafi commented, it's interesting how many Muslims have failed to recognize the wisdom behind the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being called five times across the world. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Not only that, but in every salah and every nafl, his name is whispered all across the body. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. Could the wisdom be nothing other than the ummah not cutting off the remembrance of their prophet for not a single day of history? For not even a portion of the day. And indeed in all things Allah knows best. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, you and I must recognize that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has rights over us. Unfortunately, amongst us, the Muslims, some of us have exaggerated the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, attributing to him things that are only befitting of Allah. Others sought to show their love by committing a bid'ah, doing things that the Prophet directly commanded that we wouldn't do, like, for example, the Mawlid, holding birthday parties. This is not how someone should show his love, for indeed it is a form of worship unauthorized by the Sunnah or the practice of the early Muslim generations. And whatever is not authorized by the Sharia is rejected by Allah. Love can only be expressed by following the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every day of our lives. Like the example of Sister Layla about kissing the Quran Kareem. This is not something that the companions did. This is not something of the Tabi'een or the Tabi Tabi'een. This is a bid'ah of the latter day people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct us and not make us amongst those. Ameen. Do you know why, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, why Allah Azza wa Jal sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Indeed, Allah in His infinite wisdom sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be obeyed and imitated. A living example we have in the beloved Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam of the Quran. Indeed, our beloved Prophet was the Quran in motion. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has rights over us. And amongst these rights, some of them are the following. Indeed, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, he must be loved more than our family, our children, more than our own selves. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "One of you shall not believe until I am more beloved to him than his children, parents, and all of humanity." And this is how the Salaf al-Salih were. This is how the righteous predecessors were. This is how his companions were, alhamdulillah. And we strive to be like them as well. Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, said, "By Allah, he was more beloved to us than our wealth, more than our children, and fathers, and mothers, more than cold water when dying of thirst." SubhanAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam must be respected and he must be revered. Allah Azza wa Jalla states in Surah Hujarat, "O you who believe, do not put yourself forward before Allah and His Messenger, and fear Allah. Verily Allah is all hearing, all knowing." Excuse my bad Arabic, and Brother Salih can correct me when I'm done, inshallah. The Arabic, Latuk Dimru, means do not walk ahead of. This happens when someone is hasty in matters of religion, deciding contrary to the decision of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, which was the final thing that our beloved sister Layla was talking about, we must pray constantly for our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is his right over us. Everything we know in Islam came to us through him. SubhanAllah. Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam as he was climbing the minbar and praying. This is the prayer of Jibril. He said, "Perish be to he to whom you are mentioned to, and he does not pray for you." And then he ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam to say, "Ameen." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, "Ameen." So my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in conclusion, I advise myself first and then I advise you. If we ever want to have an understanding of this noble deen of our Islam, it is imperative upon myself and upon you to learn about Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the key to having any type of understanding of this deen. If we don't understand Muhammad, we don't understand Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who have correct understanding of this deen. If I have said or done anything that is offensive, please forgive me and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be merciful to me. I have said what I have said and I ask Allah azza wa jalla to forgive me and to forgive you. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.